In some news just now, Representative John Conyers, a Michigan Democrat who has spent more than half a century in Congress, just made this announcement.
I am retiring today.
I am retiring today, Conyers said. He was speaking on the Mildred Gaddis Show. That is a show on an urban gospel station in Detroit. This has come after Conyers weathered weeks of accusations of sexual harassment. I want to bring in my colleague, NPR political correspondent Don Gagne, who has followed Conyers' career for several decades. And Don, what exactly does this mean? I am retiring today.
All of the questions we were hoping to be answered today have not been answered. Okay, so we had heard reports that he would announce that he's not seeking re-election when his current term
next year 2018
is up 2018. He specifically did not use the word "I am resigning." He has been pressured to resign by Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats, and certainly Republicans as well. Mm-hmm. He did not use the resign word. He said, "I am retiring." He said, "I'm retiring today." But the host did not ask, and we did not hear if that means he is now leaving office or he's announcing his retirement today not to seek re-election. It sounds like it is more immediate, but we don't know that for sure. Further, he made an endorsement to replace him. He was asked a question about his legacy and if all of these allegations tarnish his legacy. He said, no, my legacy will live on through my work, but also through my children, one of whom is John Conyers III. And then he said, whom I endorse to replace me in Congress.
But replace him when, we don't know. I mean, whether it's soon, whether it's the actual election next year, it's just not clear.
Exactly. And in Michigan, the governor does not appoint a replacement. There would have to be a special election in advance of next year's regular election if they're going to do that. And I might also tell you there is another Conyers who has announced interest in this seat, State Senator Ian Conyers, who is the congressman's great nephew, his brother's grandson.
It could be two family members who are actually vying to replace him. What, the Mildred Gaddis Show? What is that, and why did Conyers choose to make this announcement there?
She's a very prominent African-American talk host. She is probably among Conyers' biggest supporters, period. He couldn't have found a more friendly audience, so he chose to go on that show, and her questions, again, were more about why he hasn't received due process and what all this will mean for his legacy.
All right, NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne talking about Congressman John Conyers announcing, quote, that he is retiring today. We'll have to sort out what that means. Don, thanks.
Pleasure.